This is the StarQuest Headlines update for the week ending November 9th, 2018. Brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Don Bettinelli. Pope Francis has said that access to clean drinking water is a human right and lamented that war, corruption, and financial interests obstruct the provision of universal access to water. The Pope was addressing a water management conference in Rome this week, and he urged the conference attendees also to contemplate the symbolism of water in all the major religious traditions, including, of course, the sacrament of baptism. A newly discovered inscription may have revealed that the eruption of the volcano Vesuvius in Italy that destroyed the city of Pompeii may have occurred later than previously thought. Historians have for a long time now believed that the volcano erupted on August 24th, 79 AD, based on a letter by Pliny the Younger to Tacitus, a Roman senator, that pinpointed the day and time. But the inscription that puts doubt into the datings is in a new excavation of a house that had been undergoing renovations at the time of the eruption. A worker had written the date on a wall of about October 17th, and so the archaeologists now believe the eruption occurred on October 24th. This is, in fact, something that historians have long suspected, but now there's evidence to support that theory. In September, we celebrated the Feast of the Nativity of the Blessed Mother and the Seven Sorrows. In October, Our Lady of the Rosary. And coming up in December, the Immaculate Conception. And there are many more Marian feast days that have been celebrated over the centuries. Well, EpicPew.com has compiled a list of 10 of the overlooked feast days celebrating our Blessed Mother that we should pay more attention to, including the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary on November 21st this month. See the link in the show notes for more of them. Astronomers have discovered the largest, oldest structure in the universe. Since the speed limit of light means that looking far away is also looking into the past, then the Hyperion Proto-Supercluster structure is a unique look into how the universe formed. The cluster of clusters of galaxies is so far away that as we see it now, it was only 2 billion years after the Big Bang, which is an incredibly brief time for such an enormous structure to form. Superclusters are groupings of galaxies. Our galaxy, the Milky Way, is part of the Virgo supercluster, which could be part of an even larger supercluster. The universe is very, very big. A Chinese company has announced an ambitious plan to launch an artificial moon over the city of Chengdu to provide a steady, full moon-like glow over the city every night of the year. They claim that it will cut crime and keep people from getting lost in the dark, but critics point out that it will mess with the natural rhythms of people, animals, and plants, will prevent stargazing, and have other as yet unforeseen side effects. It's not the first time such an idea was hatched. In the late 19th century, newly electrified American cities had giant moonlight towers that sought to eliminate urban darkness, but they were ultimately a failure for the same reasons and mostly disappeared by the turn of the century. What's old is new again. The dream of useful all-electric cars for the common man continues to make its way down the economic ladder. Tesla has unveiled its cheapest-ever car, the new Model 3, starting at $45,000. That's still out of reach of most car buyers today, but represents the continued decrease in cost. Of course, other car manufacturers are already selling all-electric vehicles below that price, but most of those have such short ranges that they qualify primarily as city commuter vehicles and not practical for the mass audience. For the first time since its return to TV in 2005, Doctor Who won't have a Christmas special in 2018. Media reports say that the show's producers decided to move the holiday special from Christmas to New Year's Day. For one thing, the writers have found it increasingly difficult over the past several years to find unique and compelling angles on a Christmas story that hadn't been done before. The move allows the show to retain a special holiday-related episode without feeling limited by subject matter to something specifically Christmas. And that's the StarQuest Headline Update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every week at sqpn.com/headlines. And if you can help SQPN in our nonprofit mission to explore the intersection between faith and pop culture through our podcasts, please visit sqpn.com/give. Thank you so much. I'm Don Bettinelli.